Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, Paralimpiade yang mempertemukan hampir 4.500 atlet akan dimulai pada tanggal 28 Agustus dengan upacara pembukaan yang akan diadakan di Champs-Élysées. Para kru bekerja keras mengubah tempat-tempat di Paris untuk menjadi tuan rumah beberapa cabang olahraga, seperti yang dilaporkan oleh Deborah Gork, termasuk Stadion Menara Eiffel yang akan menjadi tuan rumah sepak bola Paralimpiade. Stadion Menara Eiffel menjadi tuan rumah pertandingan voli pantai selama Olimpiade Paris tahun ini. Sekarang stadion tersebut sedang dialihfungsikan untuk Paralimpiade 2024. Gauthier Jourde adalah manajer pengiriman tempat pertandingan. Dia mengatakan saat ini Paris berada pada masa transisi dari Olimpiade ke Paralimpiade.
Donc là, en ce moment, on est en pleine phase qu'on appelle de transition.
Right now, we are in the middle of a transition phase. That is to say that for those who are lucky enough to come and watch beach volleyball during the Olympic Games, we had a large sandbox right in the middle of the field of play that we are currently covering to make way for a blind football field and a grass pitch that will also be in the middle of the stadium. So that requires a certain amount of work, adaptation work. Already at the level of the stands, we can see that we had some stands that went down to the level of the playing area for beach volleyball that we had to remove for blind football. We are talking about around 500 places to remove in a few days, which in fact allows us to widen the blind football pitch, which is a little bit bigger than the beach volleyball pitch.
Ia mengatakan persiapan tersebut mempertimbangkan pentingnya suara untuk olahraga tersebut.
Le CC foot est un sport sur lequel
blind football is a sport in which acoustics are very important because the players are guided a lot by sound. That includes sound coming from bells inside the ball and also by the guides that are outside the field of play. And so for that, it is extremely important that the field itself has good sound absorption capacities.
C'est sur un échafaudage, on va dire simple.
Artinya, 400 ton pasir yang dipasang untuk lapangan voli pantai tidak akan dipindahkan. Pasir tersebut akan disimpan di bawah lapangan sepak bola untuk membantu para atlet yang memiliki gangguan penglihatan. Hal tersebut diungkapkan oleh manajer proyek Paris 2024, Rémi Garongze.
If you have a resonant floor, it's noise pollution. It's like you're cutting off the light from sighted athletes from time to time. So you're taking away their senses, which are important for playing on a resonant floor.
Ia mengatakan, penonton mungkin tidak menyadari apa saja yang termasuk dalam pertandingan sepak bola di Paralimpiade, tetapi yakin cabang olahraga tersebut akan menjadi kompetisi yang luar biasa.
Okay, alors le cécifoot foot c'est la contraction entre
blind football is the contraction between blindness and football. It's football for visually impaired people. It's played 5 against 5. So you have 4 blind field players and a goalkeeper who is sighted. The players wear masks. There are some who are very, very visually impaired who have a little light perception. So it allows everyone to be put on an equal footing. And then you have lots of rules that allow football to be adapted to disability. You have to imagine that you are in complete darkness. We have still some senses left, in particular hearing. You have a sound ball, the rotation of the ball and the beads inside, the little bells, allow the player to locate it, depending on where it makes noise.
Pertandingan sepak bola tunanetra Paralimpiade akan dimulai di kaki Menara Eiffel pada tanggal 1 September, dengan final dijadwalkan pada tanggal 7 September. Ini adalah salah satu dari sejumlah cabang olahraga yang akan diikuti oleh hampir 4.500 atlet. Di antara mereka akan ada 8 peserta dan 1 pemandu pelari dari tim Paralimpiade pengungsi yang ingin mengirimkan pesan harapan di Paris. Mereka akan bertanding dalam 6 cabang olahraga, para atletik, para angkat besi, para tenis meja, para taekwondo, para triathlon, dan anggar kursi roda. Di antara mereka adalah Ibrahim Al Hussein, seorang atlet para triathlon asal Suriah.
مش اعتبر حالي مثال I don't consider myself a role model. I've come here to prove that anyone is able to achieve their goal. Despite all the challenges I have faced in my life, despite the fact that I left Syria in a wheelchair, despite the fact that I rebuilt my life from below zero, this is a message of hope to the whole world and a message of hope to everyone around the world, to anyone who is miserable, to anyone who does not have the spirit of perseverance.
Atlet Paralimpiade akan menginap di perkampungan yang ditempati oleh para peserta Olimpiade Paris yang baru saja selesai. Kepala Integrasi Ludivine Munoz mengatakan perubahan besar tidak diperlukan karena akomodasi dirancang agar dapat diakses oleh semua orang.
C'est vraiment un héritage très important parce que justement un peu comme le Disneyland.
There are some very concrete examples, such as the balconies. Often, to get onto a balcony, you have to step over the edge of the balcony to get outside. But not so here. Everything is on the same level. So you can have your coffee on the balcony with your wheelchair or with someone who has a prosthetic. They won't have to step over it either, because sometimes, I promise you, it's not easy. And also, all the rooms have an accessible bathroom and a normal one, which means we don't have to change the configurations of the pairs of athletes when choosing the apartment. All the rooms are accessible.
Les configurations des binômes d'athlètes pour pouvoir choisir l'appartement. Toutes les chambres sont accessibles.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Deborah Gork untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.